slam! Danielle Gibson, with no doubt about it, makes it a 5-run Razorback lead in the seventh.
That was from this weekend's big series win at Tennessee for the Razorback softball team. And Roger and RJ, man, I cannot tell you how excited I am to have our next caller on the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass hotline. She is All-American pitcher for the Hogs, Mary Half. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
So great to have you. We've been talking about weeks about trying to do an NIL deal with you, and thanks to Chris Walker over at Fence Brokers, who was a big softball guy for many, many years. He stepped up, and now we've got you every week, Mary. Are you prepared to be able to deal with us, bunch of goofy dudes, for the next 10, 14 weeks, something like that?
Oh, absolutely. If it's talking about softball, I can do that all day. So I'm excited to be with you guys for the rest of the season.
Awesome. Well, that's why we've got you on, because softball has really gotten bigger and bigger in Arkansas and really nationwide. And too bad Justin Moore is not here. I know Justin, obviously, he coaches his girls in softball, and I know he was excited to have you. But really today, I know you got a game today. It was unexpected. I didn't see it on the lineup until you mentioned last night, Western Kentucky at 6 tonight. So we appreciate on game day you joining us. Of course, you got LSU on the weekend coming up this weekend. This past weekend at Knoxville, it was the first time you guys had ever won a series in program history. And so congratulations on that, and talk about your performance there.
Thank you. Yeah, going into Knoxville, Tennessee, they're a really competitive program. And just from the get-go, we knew we had to be on them quick. And we got behind in the first game. They ended up hitting a 3-run home run in, I think, the third inning. But we never doubted it for a second with our offense. If we have a pitch left in the game, we know that we're still in it. So we chipped away, and a big home run by our freshman Casey Hoffman in the sixth, and we ended up coming out on top in game one. So getting that first game was a real big sigh of relief and confidence boost that we needed to go and take the series.
You guys are going to 19-5 in the season, I think still ranked number 10. And, you know, I didn't know, again, I'm learning about softball. That's one of the things I'm interested about having you on, I think, with all of us, Roger especially, me and him, are probably behind on softball. But yeah. I didn't realize, too, not only are you an All-American pitcher, from a starter standpoint, you're also a reliever. And so, even this weekend, you pitch more than the game. First game on Friday night, you come in for relief. Talk about that, how that's a little bit maybe different than baseball, say, with that kind of arrangement.
Right. So in softball, there's not really a pitch limit or anything like that. As long as you're feeling good and the coach feels like you're ready, they're willing to put you in. So just having kind of a younger pitching staff, we have some transfers. Coach D and Coach Stifle said, whatever we need out of you this year, like, you're going to have to provide that for us. And whatever role I'm playing, either starter or reliever, I'm ready for that. But in softball, it's kind of all hands on deck for whoever's fought that day and whatever it takes to get the win.
You know, I saw this against Tennessee. You struck out 11 on Friday night. And, guys, that gave her 15 double-digit strikeout performances, the most in program history. So that's number one. You've set the record. And then last week, you pitched a perfect game, which this is the first time in history of the Arkansas softball program that's been done. So I know it's really sort of, premature, I know, because you got the rest of the season to talk about accomplishments like that. But, if you just take a second to go, it's pretty cool when you're the first.
Right, absolutely. That was one of the main reasons why I chose Arkansas, is because I knew I could come in right away and immediately make an impact. So the fact that Coach D gave me the opportunity to come here and be one of those people that could break those records is incredible. And the fact I get to do it in the SEC makes it even more special, being such a competitive conference.
You know, Mary is a Floridian like me, fellas. She's from Winter Haven. I'm gonna let them guess. Tell me, where do you think Winter Haven is?
That's probably down by St. Petersburg.
I think it's about an hour north of Tampa.
That's not. It's, what is it? 30 minutes east of Tampa. Is that right, Mary? Somewhere around there.
Right. Yeah, it's directly in the middle of the state.
Yeah, and so that's amazing. Again, I'm from Panama City, and we don't see a lot of Floridians that come to Arkansas. So how in the heck did...
How was the path? What was the path to get here?
How did that happen?
Like I said before, I wanted to go to a school where I knew I was going to make an immediate impact, and I knew Arkansas was an up-and-coming program. Coach Dyfel just got hired as the head coach. And from the beginning of me playing softball, I always knew I wanted to play in the SEC, being the most competitive conference and just being raised in the South. So I knew that the SEC was always been a dream of mine, and Arkansas just ended up being the perfect fit for me.
We're visiting with Mary Half, who is a pitcher for the Razorback softball team, brought to you by Fence Brokers. I was looking now, so your mom, Ron and Tula, I believe that's the way you pronounce her name. Do they how many games do they come to? Again, it was always a challenge for my parents to get to see my games. Obviously, you play a lot more than football games, but what about the difficulty in your family getting to see you play?
Our being in the SEC, most of the games are streamed, whether it's on SEC Network, SEC Plus, ESPN. So they see a lot of games just on the normal TV, but they make out as many as they can. They're always flying out, especially this year being my last year of softball. So they're coming out almost every single weekend and supporting me, and I'm just so grateful that they had the ability to do that.
I think I saw it was I don't know if it was Friday night against in Knoxville or Saturday night. You had a freshman step up and hit a home run that made a big difference. And I was just going to ask, you know, what's it like now being the, you know, you're being the senior, the old head, if you will, that have been around, you've been through the wars, and with some of the younger players, what's that been like this year for you so far?
It's been incredible to see this freshman class and the amount of people that have stepped up and, you know, taken whatever role that they need to. We've had some freshmen come in, obviously like Casey Huffman, and make a really big impact in a game coming into pinch hit. And they just work so hard, and it just makes me feel great knowing that whenever I leave this program that it's in good hands.
And I guess the bottom line is it's World Series or bust. You guys last year ran into a buzzsaw in the NCAA tournament, and things didn't end the way you wanted to, but I'm sure this being your last year, it's World Series or bust, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have a lot of fifth-year seniors and just seniors in general that really want their last year to be special, and we have a lot of talent on this team, and I think we have the ability to go to the World Series this year, and that's the plan, and that's what we're working towards.
I saw where you threw out the first pitch for the baseball team the other day, and so I love the fact that, you know, we didn't do a lot of it when I was in school. It just wasn't the cool thing. Although we would support our other sports, I was just wondering, you know, do you know many of the basketball players? Are you locked in, even though you're playing, obviously, right now to what's happening with the basketball team?
Right. We are a huge family here at Razorback Athletics. We support each other absolutely with basketball. Before our game, we were watching it, or after our game, we were watching it, definitely rooting for them. Same with baseball. I feel like we all kind of keep in touch with each other and root for each other, even though we're not in Fayetteville or we're on the road. So we're always supporting each other no matter where we are.
Now, Mary, what does Mary Half like to do away from softball? What is your hobby away from? I know you don't have much time because you've got obviously school and softball, but what else would you say you spend your time, you enjoy spending your time doing?
Not recently, during COVID, I actually got a dog. So that's been my number one hobby as of recently, and especially in Fayetteville, there's lots of trails and obviously a lot of like outdoor life that you can experience. So just going on walks with my dog and just being outside in Fayetteville and in the Arkansas community with all the nature and stuff, I really enjoy.
All right, what's the dog's name and what kind of dog is it?
Okay, her name's Mika, and she's a Husky Akita mix. So she's kind of a bigger dog, but she's perfect for me, and she's definitely made my life a whole lot easier, stress-free.
Does Mika sleep with you in the bed, or do you make her sleep somewhere else?
No, she doesn't. Like I said, she's kind of a big dog, so and I'm I move in my sleep a lot. So between me being a big person and her being a big dog, it doesn't really fit. That's very well in apartment bed.
Wow, how about that? You know, it's time to get to know Mary. And looking at the roster and all that, when you say a big person, you're 5'10". And then, of course, when we look at some of the baseball players, and I'm looking at the guys.
They're 6'3", 6'5". Yeah,
now, there are a couple of 6-foot ladies on the team, but everybody, you're pretty tall on your team. I'm just looking at the roster and doing all that stuff. We ask all the guys all the time, Mary, you know, who's your influence and that sort of thing? And again, my daughter, I don't remember her playing softball. She's 30-something years old now. I don't remember her doing that I think it was T-League baseball, and that was about it. Who were some of your influences? And I guarantee you, Baz and I will not even recognize any of them.
I don't know that.
If you say female ball players, absolutely. Let's try.
Yeah, growing up, I got into softball more of just that's what my friends were doing at the time. I would say growing up, none of my close family members ever played baseball. We were more of a football-type family. But just growing up, that was just something that was kind of big where I was from. So it was just something that my parents were like, let's try it out. And I ended up being really good at it, so we just kept doing it. But my mom actually went to the University of Florida. She did her undergrad and did law school there. So we went to a lot of University of Florida softball games growing up. So back then, they were outstanding, back-to-back national champions. So just watching pitchers like Hannah Rogers and Lauren Hager growing up were definitely inspirational to me. But yeah, I would say about the University of Florida softball team, that's just really what engraved my love of softball. So it's kind of ironic that we get to play against them now, but
and beat them.
Yeah, that just means more right. whenever we beat them. Yeah.
Of course, back in the day for you was the year 2010.
that's when I'm thinking about back in the day for my daughter.
Yeah, of course, yeah, I'm 80s. Thinking about 2090. Yeah, yeah, you know, 2090, yeah. You know, things like that. So, because I don't know how prominent baseball. I know, I forget the guy's name who did softball in Bryant when we first moved here, but it was few and far between.
Mary, so Robert Moore comes on this show every week, and we were asking him some hidden talents that he may have that a lot of people don't know, and he told us that he cuts his own hair. Mary, if there was one thing that you do that somebody doesn't know that Mary does this, what would it be?
Oh, goodness. I can juggle.
You can juggle.
Being a PO, you spend a lot of time in the dugout. So just growing up and playing travel ball, I taught myself to juggle. So I guess that would be like my hidden talent.
Well, I like guess that. So, especially since one's a ball, one's a bat, and one's a helmet. Those are the three things you're juggling at one time.
And
And I think again, we're learning about having you on, Mary, is going to help us.
Going to help
bit.
Us.
So the girl, when the ladies, when you guys are playing, I think you're more vocal during the game. Is that true as compared to the guys, or is that off base? Are guys equally as vocal as you are during the game, as far as cheering on or heckling or whatever?
No, I think there's definitely more heckling or cheering during softball games. I think that's just
really?
Kind of like girls' nature.
Yeah. Really?
Not necessarily heckling, but cheering.
Yeah.
Is it rare? Well, cat fight going on? I had no idea.
And you have cheers and different chants that you do. Is that right?
Not so much on our team. We don't really do organized cheering like little girls growing up, but
sure.
We definitely are more like chatty, like let's go, you know, let's go Gibby, let's go Hannah, whatever. But we're definitely more chatty, I would say, than baseball.
Okay, I like it.
Especially, during close games.
Well, so when we go up there, Raj, this is what, and RJ, when we go up there, that's one of the things I want to see is a little bit of trash talking.
Oh, yeah.
And I did want to say real quick, too, guys, I don't know if you guys knew this, but my dad, when I was growing up, I grew up on fast pitch softball.
Sure.
Mary, back in Florida in Panama City, the guys were playing fast pitch softball. It was very popular in the state of Florida back in the 70s and 80s. And, of course, now it's become for women, too. So that's what I sort of grew up on. And so I was really happy to see that transition change from slow pitch softball for women to fast pitch softball because it's changed the sport. It's changed the interest level, and I think it's obviously a more dynamic game as well.
Right, absolutely. And just in the state of Arkansas in general, since I've been here and just seeing this program progress, I feel like the state of Arkansas has, one, just supported softball so much more than they have since we've had a winning season and a winning program, and then just seeing the love from little girls coming to the game and stuff. So I love to see that it's making a difference in the softball community in Arkansas, and I'm excited to see that grow.
What is the top speed you've ever had on one of your pitches? Yeah. Whether it be at Arkansas or high school or anywhere.
I'm not the fastest pitcher. I have other aspects, I would say the fastest I probably throw is maybe 63 or 64.
Okay.
We have some girls in our staff that throw close to 70. So
that's a big old ball
coming
at you.
Not always all about speed, but
so, well, what is it? Well, tell me about your other ones. Tell me. Hey, listen, I couldn't hit that either. What are the other things that you bring to the mound?
I would say one of my strengths would be just spinning the ball and location. Growing up, I was never someone who could naturally throw the ball very fast, so I worked on other aspects of the game that could, get me to college, and that was spinning and locating. And I feel like nowadays that's almost just as important as throwing hard. So it's worked out with me so far.
Right.
I think, Mary, you're 8-2 right now in the season. Is that correct? 8-2? Or do you keep
I believe so.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you're in the game. You're not worried about keeping up with your stats.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Hey, but listen, one of the things before we let you go, I saw a video on your Twitter account where you showed up and to a, I don't know where she was, if she was in Fayetteville or some other city, to wish one of your 13-year-old fans a happy birthday. And you're right. You know, as an old Razorback myself, one of the greatest things is to use your celebrity as a Razorback to encourage kids. So I salute you for doing that and you know, encourage you to continue to do that. Because that little kid, the expression on her face when you came around the corner and gave her that ball blew her away.
Oh yeah, that was back on my freshman year, but yeah, it was such a cool experience being a freshman. You know, you don't really understand the impact that you can make on kids, especially young softball players. So I know growing up that would have meant the world to me. So whenever I was contacted asking if I wanted to come, it was a no-brainer. So it was a really cool experience. And yeah, it's just great to see girls in Arkansas just loving softball.
Way to go, Mary.
Well, I do want to thank again Chris Welker at Fitch Brokers for sponsoring Mary. We look forward to going on this journey with you, Mary. We'll probably ask you goofy and stupid questions, but we're learning.
You can expect that, Mary.
We are learning, and we can't wait to come up there and watch in person. We're going to be your own special section.
We will be there.
Morning Mayhem
and
section.
We'll cheer on with you, absolutely, as well. You're going to help us not be the sexist radio show that we have been accused of being. But we're fans of Mary.
Very good. Good luck tonight. Get your win tonight and go beat those Tigers this weekend. And we'll talk to you next week, Mary.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. See you, everybody.